it's such a simple game. You can watch a three-year-old pick up a skee ball and play skee ball. You can watch someone in a wheelchair come up and play skee ball. It's something that anyone and everyone can do, and it has an odd draw that I've never had before to any sort of sports league. I am Rob Cook, owner slash league operator with my lovely girlfriend Noelle for Skeelana. It's different. You see a lot of the leagues out there that are softball or cornhole or kickball, and we've kind of got a knack for something that no one else has in Atlanta right now.
I'm Noelle Beauregard. I'm the owner and operator of Skeelana, the newest competitive skee ball league here in Atlanta. I'm running Skeelana over here at the 120 Tavern in Marietta. I purchased these skee ball machines, and my dad and I actually refurbished them, took them completely apart, redid all the internal workings of them, and then we approached different bars in the area to see if they'd be willing to house our machines and then let us host our events at their bar. Skee ball, it's been one of my favorite games since I was a little kid, and it's that much more fun when you're in the bar setting with good friends. There's three people per team. Two teams will come in at their scheduled game time. One team will roll, the next team will roll. They do that for 10 frames, kind of like bowling. And then they'll have a compiled score at the end.
The three people together, collectively, you want to at least get an 800. It's a good night. That's a great night. Individual, you want to get maybe like a 300, 330. My name is Michael Young. Currently, I live in Covington, Georgia. I'm retired military, so I needed something to do productive and constructive with my time. So decided to go ahead and why not take up that option of skee ball and, you know, reliving life as being a little kid at Chuck E. Cheese. So about the board with skee ball, when you're looking at it, it kind of looks to me like Mickey Mouse. The ears are 100s on each side. Then you want to go for the forehead, which is a 50. Right below that is the 40. Below that, that's the 30s and 20s. And then you go down to 10s and gutter balls. You want to try to go up the middle at least as much as you can until you get confident enough to go and try to go for the mouse ears.
We have stances.
I kind of get into a bowling stance, I would say, and pin one of my legs actually up against the machine to brace myself.
There's strategies.
I step personally a little bit to the left, and then I roll a little bit right.
Pinpoint something on the machine that you look at the whole time, and that way your shot is more accurate.
Basically, all of our skee ball team names, we try to incorporate the word ski in it. We have ski boat. There's the ski blind mice. My team, we are Tisquila.
My team is the Mercenaries. We all have our own nicknames also in the ski community. Mine is the ref. My teammate, hers is Instigator. And my other teammate, his is the Prodigy.
Mine's Loudmouth because I tend to be very quiet and shy.
They call me the Hot Pocket. Assuming that it's because of hitting the pockets is absolutely not correct at all.
Well, come on.
My first season playing skee ball 5 years ago, I came in here one night eating a Hot Pocket.
Oh, there you go. Now you got it.
This league has changed my life in a lot of ways. It sounds weird to say, but for me, I've met my girlfriend, the woman I hope to one day marry. My mother gets to join me out here every weekend and play skee ball with us.
Don't let him go up against Bobby with no chips. Coming from Mama Pocket, don't let that happen.
I've got my best friends from when I was 3 years old out here hanging out with me. I've got new friends that I met last week that are going to be my friends forever.
That's the way to start. That's the way to start.
It brings out a different side of people in a great way and lets them show that fun side, maybe for that lawyer who never gets the chance to cut loose and relax, or maybe that police officer who's always stressed out. You come in here and it's just fun, easygoing, and it's what I like to consider a way of life now.